You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Dominique, and today I am going to show you an app called Mobile Music Sequencer. It's by Yamaha, and the app I have already submitted onto the Apple Viz website, so you can actually go up there and check out the description for yourself. I'm just going to go through a short overview of the app so you can see what the app is like, and then you can check out if you want to get it or not. So with that being said, let's go ahead and do that. I'm about to open the app now. The app is called Mobile Seek on the phone when you download it. So it's actually going to say Seek, but whatever. So let's open this
Music
app
I/O
now.
Music I/O. Music. Hoku Seek page 202. Adjustable. Hoku Muse audio copy. Mobile Seek. Double tap to open.
It's going to be opening up in landscape mode by default, which is pretty much what you will be in for the most part. If you have an external keyboard, then you probably can do a lot more. You probably can get around the app easier that way, but the keyboard is optional, obviously. If you have one, then go ahead. But I'm going to warn you now that the app itself is a little flaky when it comes to tapping on the screen. So we're going to go through a few issues with that a little bit. But for the most part, it's accessible. Like I said in the description, it could be a little easier to use as far as how they have everything laid out. But if you know how to use this app, then you will know how to go ahead and start using a Yamaha motif if you're in front of one. So let's go through that.
Mobile Seek.
Opening the app, opening the app right now.
Brain
Let me turn my sounds on too.
Audio ducking sounds.
Before I go ahead and be started.
Sounds on. Audio duck vertical language. Braille screen and words.
Okay.
Mobile Seek.
Here we go.
Double tap to open. Landscape. Home button to the left.
Left, okay. So, the app is open. Now, by default, you are opening at the last place you were at. So, if I was recording something right now, and I didn't want to hurry up and save it, or I was in a hurry, or something, I could actually go in and hit the home button, it would pretty much pause where I'm at without me having to go ahead and hit save or anything. So it will save where you were at by default automatically. Now the project won't be saved until you go in tools to hit save. Actually save it. But it will be saved until you come back to it to finish doing whatever you're doing. It took a minute to open, of course, but right now I'm on a tools button. The tools button is pretty much your menu for where your options are. So, I'm going to go through your settings and show you that menu so you can see what I'm talking about before we actually dive in and see the controls and stuff. So, let's hit tools.
Selected tool.
Selected tool. Now, let's go through the menus on that.
Undo, dimmed button.
Undo.
Redo, dimmed button.
Redo.
Selection settings, dimmed button.
Selection settings, dimmed.
Project settings, button.
Project settings is where you will go in and, of course, make changes like tempo, section chain play, which will allow you to play each individual section back to back as a full song. Otherwise, by default, it's off. So your section A could be, say, like intro part one, and it will just play in loop until you go to section B to the next recording and stuff. Before we go in there, I'm still going to go through the rest of the controls. The next control is
application settings button.
Application settings, which is where you would do all of your program settings. Now, also your projects are in there too, which I wish they would actually have that separate from all that because it would make more sense. So if you go in there, you're on the file tab, which will be where your actual projects are saved. Right now, I have a demo project loaded. So let's go into project settings real quick so you can hear the menu.
Project settings button.
Go in there.
Selected project settings.
The tabs are at the top. So tools and all of the other options are at the top, the very top. I'm on an iPhone 5S. So if I had more space, like a 6 or 6 Plus, it would be easier, even easier to notice. Otherwise, when you're touching each tab, you have to kind of put your finger on the edge of the screen at the top. So let's see what's in here.
Phrase select button.
Okay, actually I went too far over. Because it starts.
Phrase select button. Selected. Phrase selected. Phrase view. Undo. Selected. Tool. Button. Selected. New phrase. Phrase.
Ugh.
Redo. Project settings.
Okay, okay, there we go. Here we go to the the right.
Tempo, 40, adjustable.
Tempo.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
That's your tempo setting for how many beats per minute you want the project to be.
Project settings. Tempo, master volume, 127, adjustable.
Master volume.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
That is the default volume that your project overall will be. So if you turn it down any lower, then your global project volume for the whole song will be lower than what it is currently. I wouldn't recommend changing that unless you just really want to.
Tap button.
Tap. That is where you can change the tempo of the project on the fly. So if you want to have your tempo to be, say, 70, you can go 1, 2, 3, 4. But you have to do it by double tapping. So it's going to be kind of annoying, but instead of tap, 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 like if you would do it with the space bar, you would actually have to double tap. So, for example, I would go 1, 2, 3, 4. Tap. So now to the left would be
math tempo, 91, adjustable.
91.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
So
math tap button.
Let's go back. I wish they would move that. They should have moved that over. Oh well.
Note shift 0.
Note shift 0.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value. Selected. Section chain play button.
Section chain play by default. It would be off, but I guess it's on now because I had last had it on. And
tune 0.0 cents.
Tune
adjustable.
0 cents.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value. 440.0 hertz.
That's your hertz.
Song length 370. Adjustable.
I actually don't
swipe
know
up
what
or
that
down
does.
One finger to adjust the value.
I haven't played with that yet. Song length.
Selected. Default view phrase button.
Now you have to be careful because at the last, after the last option of that menu, you don't know that you're gonna be moving back to the main options of the window.
Master volume 127 adjustable.
You're not, you don't
down,
hear like the little,
adjust the value.
You don't hear the normal clink sound when you can't go any further. Just like with the voice stream reader or voice stream writer when you're in tools or settings for there. So this is pretty much like a pop-up menu. Now from here, let's go to the project the application tab. Far right
is application settings button.
Yeah, application. There we go. It's not on the far, far right, but yeah.
Application settings. Selected. Tool button.
Tool. Let's go to
solo button. Redo. Dimmed button.
File tab.
Selection. Selection settings. Dim. Broad. Apple. Select. Phrase. Select. Phrase. Edit. Oh. Phrase. Select. Application settings button.
Okay, wait. It didn't go through, so.
Selected. File tab button.
File tab. Like I said, this is where your projects will be. So let's go through this window and see what's here. If I swipe to the right,
system tab button.
System tab. That's where your you change your application settings itself.
Shop tab button.
Shop tab. That's where you go to get your extra packs, sound packs. So you get by default you get a sound pack or two, I believe, but you can go in and get extra sounds if you so wish. Some are for like $3. Some are for like the R&B pack is $3, I think, or the hip hop pack. $7 is for the. Actually, I forgot what pack was for $7. Either way, you can go in and preview the sounds before you buy the pack.
Selected song "Mobile Conductor" by Teddy Lloyd.
Mobile Conductor. That's the current song that's actually open now, I believe.
Template "Mobile Conductor 1" by Teddy Lloyd. Template "Mobile Conductor 2" by Teddy Lloyd. Song "Digital Sympathy" by Daisuke Asakura.
Digital Symphony.
Song "Treasure Opus" by Yamaha.
Okay.
Template section.
Let's open
song "Treasure Opus" by Yamaha.
Yeah, let's open that one.
Selected song "Treasure Opus" by Yamaha.
And then we're gonna click
template voice template voice new project button load button
open. Oh, let's hit load. Yeah.
The current project is not saved and will be discarded. Continue. Cancel button load button. Load. Selected tool button.
Now I think section chain play is still on, but let's check and see. So we're gonna have to go back to project settings. I'm saying that for
selection settings
reason.
Button.
Let's see.
Project application project settings selected. Project set project setting tap button. Note shift, section chain play, button.
No, it's not. Okay. So, when you open up another project, whatever project it is, it's going to turn this off. So, let's turn it on.
Selected, section chain play.
Okay. Now, let me hit the, let's close the tools window. So, top left for tools.
Project settings, project settings. Project, selected, tool, button. Selected, selected, tool, button. Tool.
Okay. Now.
Record tool, button.
Let's explore this window real quick.
Recording keyboard, button.
Recording keyboard. That's where you go to record your stuff at, your projects and stuff. Like, you know, your sounds for whatever track you're on.
Play, button.
Play button.
Top, button.
Top.
Rewind, button.
Rewind.
Fast forward, button.
Fast forward.
00101.
That's where you're at currently in a project.
Phrase view, button.
Phrase view.
Phrase select, button.
Phrase select.
Phrase edit, button.
Phrase edit. Now, what's, listen to what's next.
Part voice select, button.
Part voice select. That actually lets you choose the instrument you want to use if you want to use this window.
Part edit, button.
Part edit. To edit that sound for that specific phrase.
Section edit, button.
Section edit.
Selected song, button.
Song.
Mixer, button.
Mixer. That's where you go to change your sound values. Pan, echo, reverb, stuff like that.
Effect, button. Locator.
I don't know what that does.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Again, I don't know what any of that does.
Selected, drum.
Okay, that's the drum track. So that's the first actual thing that's selected.
Selected, analog T9 kit.
Okay.
Mute, button. Solo, button. Bass.
Now, apparently you can do that here too. All the, like the mute controls and stuff.
Transbass.
That's the next track. It's not selected, so obviously you can't edit that unless you hit double tap to select that option. Let's go back to the
tool button.
Record window first, because I want to show you something.
Recording keyboard button.
Okay.
Tool button.
Now, we're in a record window.
Keyboard.
Now you notice that you just heard voiceover say keyboard. I recommend, like I said in the comment that I posted, you turn off direct touch on the when you're using this app. The reason why I say that is because of, when you're in this window and you're trying to modify settings, you will accidentally touch the keyboard. Believe me, it's not a I won't, no I won't. Believe me, you will. Because I have tons of times when I haven't wanted to. It's useful if you're going to do automation, pan, automation, volume, stuff like that. Now this is the keyboard. Of course you can use this to... This is, you know, your standard sounds. This is some of these are some pretty good sounds for the motif, though.
Voice.
So let's,
record, button, keyboard, scroll bar.
Let me turn this off first.
Keyboard.
Because,
Voice, sync fat
oh,
one.
Oh, no.
Language, words, sync fat two.
Uh-oh.
Tool,
button,
keyboard.
Oh, great.
Language, voice, sync fat, vertical nav, audio, sounds, container, hints, volume, punctuation, rows, paddings. Speech rate, tech tool, keyboard, direct touch, off.
Thank you.
Words.
Okay. Woo. Okay. Now.
Tool. Record. Button.
Record.
Play. Button.
Play.
Keyboard. Record. Button.
Push your keyboard. First, your tools. Go back in there.
Tool. Button.
Now, this time, your tools window has changed. If you go in your tools window now, let's see what options you get now.
Selected. Tool.
You get these.
Scroll bar. Frame, void, can exit, button.
First
selected, selected, undo, dimmed, button.
You get undo.
Redo, dimmed, button.
Redo.
Replace, button.
Okay, replace. That will let you, by default, when you tap that option, when you record and you want to record over whatever you've just done and you don't want to keep that, just hit record again and it will replace that with whatever you're recording currently. So, unless you want to overwrite, you might want to keep it on overdub. So you can just add on top of that. Say if you're recording a drum kick, then you want to record a snare or a hi-hat.
Selected. Overdub button.
By default, I have it on overdub.
Exit button.
Exit. That lets you close this window and go back to the main window.
Control exit. Select replace.
So let's
undo, select,
close
selected.
This.
Tool button. Tool.
By the way, you hit tools twice to close it. Meaning tools once to open the window, the little pop-up window on the left, and then to hit it again to exit. Go back to the main record window. Next option.
Record button.
Record.
Play button.
There's your play button.
Top button.
Goes to the top.
Rewind button.
Of course, goes to the begin. Rewind.
Fast forward button.
Fast forward.
00101.
Like I said before, that's where your current area of the project you are is in.
Exit button.
Exit goes back to the main window.
Control change mode button.
Control change mode.
Voice. ELCT.dubkit 1 adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Right there. You can change the sound you want on the fly. So swipe up.
Dance kit.
Dance kit.
Hip hop kit 1.
Hip hop kit 1.
Hip hop kit 3.
Hip hop kit 3. I downloaded these packs a while back, so you might not see some of these.
R&B kit 2.
R&B kit 2.
SFX kit.
Sound effects kit.
Short FX.
Short FX.
Percussion kit.
Percussion kit.
Percussion kit.
Now that's the last in that window, so if, unless I go down.
Quantize. 16th note adjustable.
Quantize.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Again, you can quantize on the fly. If you swipe up or down, it will change how your beats will be quantized.
Phrase length adjustable.
Phrase
swipe
length.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Now, in this app, think of phrases as bars or measures. By default, you will be at 4. So if you want to do 8 measures, you need to swipe up to 8. And for some reason...
Phrase length adjustable. Keyboard.
Why is
scroll bar. Rhythm kit. Phrase left. Quant. Phrase length adjustable. Swipe up vertical. Adjust value.
Okay. For whatever reason.
Phrase length adjustable. Rhythm kit. Phrase length adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Letting me normally it'll let me read the value right there. Normally it would say 4. But I don't know why. I guess I can't edit this project. That's probably why. That's probably most likely why. But if you were on a new project by then, you would be able to edit and change the phrase length. By default, it's at 4 on each new part you add or track or whatever. So,
ribbon controller type selection button.
Ribbon control type selection.
Scroll bar.
Scroll bar. I don't know if we use that or not.
Keyboard.
There's your keyboard.
Ribbon controller modulation. Ribbon controller modulation.
Okay, and actually you get a thump right there at a time. So, let's see.
Zero fast rewind.
Let's
play button. Record button. Tool button. Tool button.
Go
play top. Read fast forward. Zero exit button. Exit.
Let's go create a new project. We're not going to add anything to it, but I just want you to see the see if we can actually go through the controls completely without being hindered with
play
anything.
Button. Record tool. Tool button. Selected tool.
Go back to the
application settings button. Project application settings.
Application
button.
Settings.
Selected song, Treasure Opus by Yamaha.
Well, actually, take that back. Before then, let me let you hear this demo project a little bit.
Undo button. Redo selections. Project. Applicate phrase. Phrase edit. Part voice select. Button.
Okay.
Undo. Selected. Tool. Button.
Close that.
Tool.
Because by default, if you have the tools window open, you can't hit play
record,
anything.
Keep play. But top button. Play button.
Let's see what it sounds like. See if it'll play for us.
Selected. Play.
There you get the gist. That's a demo project, so.
Top button. Top.
Yeah. At the bottom, you will have sections, and each section is basically the part of the song that it will be. So the first section.
Section edit button.
Is section A.
Part edit button.
Where's it at?
Selected. TO section A section. Horizontal move. But select TO section B. TO section C section. Select horizontal move. But vertical move button. Resize button. Vert. Selected. TO section A section.
That's section A, basically. But let's go back to the application settings.
Rewind button.
So we
top
can see if
button.
We can do this the right way. Like
00101 fast for top. Tool
tools.
Button. Selected tool. Project settings button.
Project settings? No.
Application
settings.
Button.
Sorry. I would have thought that they would put create new project under project settings, but hey.
Selected. Application set. Selected. Song. Treasure Opus.
I'm not the app developer, so...
Song. Digital Sympathy by Daisuke Asakura. Select template. Template. New project. Load button.
Let's see. We've got the... Set it. We've got the projects. And then below that...
Save. Dimmed. Export button.
We have export.
Rename. Dimmed button.
Rename.
Delete. Dimmed button.
Delete.
Selected. Reset projects button.
Which you can't delete those because they're default. I don't know why you can't, but you can't.
User projects button.
User projects. Let's go in there.
Selected. User projects.
First of all, I'll see if there's anything
selected,
in there.
Selected.
I don't know if
track
I
one.
Have anything in there.
Actions available.
Yeah. There is something in there.
Selected. New project. Selected. iPhone NS icon cloud off button. New project. Load button. New. Select shop tab button. Selected. Track one. Actions available.
Track one. That's the project I had named it. The one that I have.
Selected. iPhone NS icon cloud off button.
iCloud. That's a option that lets you sync your stuff to iCloud.
Selected. Track one.
And let's go in. We could create a new project, but let's go in there.
Selected. Track 1. Select new load button.
Because I can modify that one.
Load. Open. The current project is not saved and will be discarded.
Yes.
Selected. iPhone NS icon cloud off.
I don't know why it says that. We didn't even do anything to that.
Selected.
So.
System tab. The current project is not saved. Can't load button.
Load.
Selected.
Okay. And.
Undo.
Because this is my project. I want to see if.
Undo. Selection. Project settings. Button.
Remember when we went into the project settings to see if we could turn on the. Sex and chain play. Let's see if it's on in this project, because if it is, then that's cool because it saves with each project.
Selection setting, project settings, button. Selected, project settings, disable phrase.
New phrase. Why does it do that?
Selection settings, dimmed, button.
Okay.
Selection setting, disable phrase, new phrase. Selected, project settings, button. Selected, project settings, tap selected, new phrase. Project settings, unredo, dimmed, button. Project settings.
See what I mean? Like I said, this screen's kind of. It's either small or it's just
new phrase.
The other parts of the screen is covering up this one.
So new phrase.
It's like
new phrase.
Meh.
New phrase. Redo. Dimmed. Button. Project settings. Tempo 40. Adjustable.
Okay.
Master volume 120. Tap button. No shift 0. Section chain play button.
Okay, it's off. So just what I thought. You have to turn it back on. By default, it's off. So let's turn it on.
Selected. Section chain play.
Now let's close tools. Because we can't do anything while it's open.
Selected. Tool. Button. Selected. Tool. Selected. Tool. Button.
Now, it sounds like it closed, but it didn't. I think it actually closed that one window. So, let's see the tools again.
Tool.
Now, like I said, at the bottom are your sections. You have section A through Z. All of those are parts of the song that you would record in. If you figure out how to copy and paste, then you don't have to record everything in directly. But I found, unfortunately, that if you want to do section by section, you're going to have to record 4 measures at a time. You can't record any more than 4, at least currently. So I had to go in and record all of my drum patterns on 4 measures each. So it would all play out like I wanted it to. Because the last time I did this, I didn't save the project, but the last time I did this on another project, I recorded 8 measures on each section. But it only played 4 bars of each section, and I was trying to figure out why it would do that. So by default, for whatever reason right now, you only get 4 measures. So you have to record 4 measures at a time on each section that you're going to make in order for you to have section chain play to work correctly. So let's go to
section edit button.
Section A, which it should be on that by default.
Song, mix, effect, but selected, section, section.
Yep. Now, let's hit play, or rather, let's hit section A, and see if it goes
selected,
through.
Selected, section is section.
Let's see if it goes through everything.
Selected, section is section.
Okay, yeah, it's playing the whole pattern. I've only did about 3 or 4 of these. So, these are the off sounds that are in the app, which is what you would actually get if you had a motif. Next section. That's section 3. And here's 4. Now. That's all I have done so far. So right now, technically, it's still going, but there's nothing there. So
play button.
I'm going to hit stop.
Play.
Which is pretty much the play button. So
recording keyboard button.
Let's hit
play top button.
Top. Now let's go into
tool button.
Recording keyboard mode.
Recording keyboard button. Tool button.
Remember that tool button? That's again where all of your editing settings will be.
Record button.
Record.
Play button.
Play.
Top button.
That jumps you to the top.
Rewind button.
Rewind.
Fast forward 00101.
That's where I'm at in the beginning. Because I hit the top button, I'm back at the top of the project.
Exit button.
There's your exit.
Zero fast rewind top button.
So
play button.
If I hit record, this is record, of button. Course you're gonna hear 2 counts. I'm not recording anything in, but this is how it would sound.
Record.
and it's recording. There's nothing there, but anyway. If I hit record now, it's just going to stop, but it'll still continue to play. So, if I hit record now, watch.
Record.
It's just playing, so now you can just listen to it.
Selected. Play. Button.
Play.
Top. Button.
Top.
Top.
It goes back to the top.
Selected. Play. Button.
Okay, this is stop.
Play.
So, let's see if we can...
Keyboard.
Change anything.
Right. Scroll bar. Ribbon controller type selection. Phrase length 8. Adjustable.
Aha.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Okay, why is it set to 8? That's weird. Whatever.
Quantize. 16th note. Adjustable.
It should be set to 4.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
But that doesn't really work like it should.
Voice. Hip hop kit 1. Adjust. Control. Exit. Button. Control change mode. Voice. Hip hop kit 1. Adjustable.
And right.
Swipe. Phrase length 8. Adjustable. 7. 6. 5. 4. Quantize. 16th. Voice. Hip hop kit 1. Adjustable.
So,
swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
I can actually change this, the kit right there. So if I change it.
Hip hop kit 3. Exit 004.
Let's see what it sounds like.
Top button. Top play button. Selected. Play.
Obviously, you know that it changed. So it kind of sounds weird. Yeah.
Play. Top button.
So.
Play. Top button. Top.
Pretty much.
Fast 001.
Open it back.
Button. Control change mode.
How it was.
Voice. Hip hop kit 3. Hip hop kit 1.
I'm going to eventually finish that.
Control voice. Hip hop kit 1. Adjustable.
If you
swipe
go.
Up or down with one finger to adjust.
Shut up. If you go to.
Phrase length 4. Adjust. Ribbon controller type selection. Button.
Let's see, ribbon controller type selection. I think that's the option I want. Because we want to see if we can change stuff like reverb and pan. I think this is the one we want.
Ribbon controller type selection.
Okay.
Scroll bar.
Scroll bar.
Keyboard.
There's your keyboard.
Ribbon controller pitch.
Pitch.
Ribbon controller pitch.
Okay, no, that's not what we want.
Keyboard, scroll, ribbon control, phrase length, 4, edge, quantize, 6, voice, hip, control change, exit, button, control change mode, button.
Control change mode, that's what we wanted.
Selected, control change mode.
Now that's selected, it's a toggle, so you have to turn it off when you don't want to use it anymore. But now, to the right at the bottom, will be your controller settings. Pan, volume, echo, chorus. You have 3 tabs, and each tab has different options you can choose.
Voice, free, ribbon controller, scroll bar.
Scroll bar.
Keyboard.
Okay.
Selected, tab 1, button.
Tab 1, let's see, that's by default you're going to be doing.
Tab 3, button.
On that tab you got...
Ribbon controller pitch.
Pitch.
Volume slider 100 adjustable.
Volume.
Swipe up or down. Keyboard. Selected. Tap tap tap. Ribbon control. Volumes. Pan slider 64 adjustable.
Pan.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value. Variation dry slider 127 adjustable.
Variation dry slider.
Swipe up. Variation send slider 0 adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
That lets you change stuff like if you got a reverb on, you can change how loud that will be or your echo.
Chorus send slider 6 adjustable.
Chorus.
Swipe up or down with one finger. Reverb send slider 6 adjustable.
That works too.
Swipe up or down. Reverb send slider. Chorus. Variate. Pan. Volume slider. Ribbon controller pitch. Tab. Tab. Selected. Tab 2. Button.
Let's see what tab 2 does.
Selected. Tab 2. Tab. Ribbon controller pitch. Attack slider 64 adjustable.
Attack.
Swipe
64.
Up or down with one finger to adjust. Decay slider 64 adjustable.
Decay.
Swipe up or down with one finger.
Decay 64.
Release slider 64 adjustable. Rate slider 64 adjustable. Depth slider 64 adjustable. Delay slider 64 adjustable. Delay slider 64 adjustable.
Notice how I
swipe up 64. Or down with one finger to adjust the keyboard. Scroll bar. Ribbon controller type phrase length 4. Grip scroll keyboard tab 1. Select tab 3. Button. Selected tab 3. Ribbon controller pitch.
Like I said, there's 3 tabs, so this tab has.
Cutoff slider 64 adjustable.
Cutoff.
Resonance slider 64.
Resonance.
Portamento time slider 0 adjustable.
Portamento time slider.
Pitch bend range 2 adjustable.
Pitch bend range.
Swipe up or down with portamento button.
And then there's your port. Okay, so now here.
Selected, selected. Mono poly. Portamento button.
You choose which one you want. Either you want portamento.
Selected. Mono poly button.
Mono poly. You can actually have both on or either or. So right now that one's selected. But because we're using drums on that track, it won't really make a difference. So let me go ahead and turn this
voice. Hip hop kit 1. Adjust. Select. Exit. 00101. Fast forward. Rewind. Top button. Play. Record. Tool button. Tool, but record, play, top, rewind, fast forward, 0 exit, selected, control change mode, control change mode.
So that's a toggle, now it's disappeared. Let me hit exit.
Exit, button.
On that, because we're not going to do anything with that.
Exit. Tool, button. Tool, button.
And before I close this out, let me go to the shop tab where you can check out the pack so you can see what that looks like real quick.
Selected, tool. Apple project settings button. Application settings button. Application settings button. Selected. Application set system tab button. Shop tab button. Selected.
Shop tab. I'm into doing R&B, hip hop, and stuff like that. So.
QY pack.
I'm gonna show you what this sounds like. Doctor,
play demo. IE iPad. Click download on iTunes. Three up dance pop pack. Play demo. $3.99. Electron pack. Play demo. Hip hop pack. Play demo button.
Hip hop pack. Here's what you would. This is what you would hear when you go to that.
Selected.
So that's pretty much what we'll get right there. Now, if you have any questions, let me know. Hit me up on the AppleVis. Other than that, that's pretty much it. If you have any, ideas or whatever for any podcast you want me to do, let me know.
Double tap to open.
Other than that, I'm finna be out of here. So, with that being said, enjoy.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.